Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live. Indigo Poetess, you in there? Okay. We're back at square one. I see the number was there. Let me see if she's here. 248. Indigo Poetess, are you on the line?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, cool.
House of Sound, cool. Is the sound okay?
Yeah, I hear you. Check one, check two. I hear you. You're on the mic. We have Patrick yeah. Garvino is a jazz musician. I want you to assert him. Actually, tell us exactly what you do.
I'm a bassist by nature, bass guitarist, but I write and arrange instrumental jazz. I've been doing that for about the last 3 years. And I'll do my own writing and recording and production work, and I'm just always looking to learn more.
And Indigo Poetess, tell us exactly what you do.
Well, I am a songwriter. I'm a poet. I do some vocals. And I create stories. I can write short stories, plays. I'm very creative when it comes to writing all together. And I'm also a performing artist, so I perform.
Cool.
I do spoken word to music.
That's good, because I listen a little to what you guys have had out there. I met Patrick through Lady Flavor when I was had Lady Flavor on the show. I met him in the chat room, and I decided to check him out. I listened a little bit. I didn't try to listen a lot because I don't want to listen to the songs before I play them. So I'm going to give everybody a chance to listen to everybody since we got both of you on. And I figured it'd be good for networking purposes that you meet each other. I know Indigo is always probably looking for somebody to do some beats so she can be inspired to write something too. I'm sure of that. And I'm
definitely.
Sure.
I'm always open.
And I'm sure Patrick is always open, like he just said. So I'm gonna play Indigo's song first, and I want her to explain it before we play it, and then I'm gonna introduce Patrick's song. I want him to explain it too. So Indigo, I'm gonna play the song "Cheaters." I know Donna, the DJ. I know she know. She probably want to hear this song very badly right about now.
What are you doing? Are you lost?
Oh, you can hear all of them now.
I know you are.
We hang up. We talking.
I know you're on open season for some cheaters. You ready to break somebody down? As many posts you put up, I know you ready to break somebody down about some cheating. So cheaters, exactly. I love you, DJ. Cheaters.
I love you right back.
Indigo, explain the song "Cheaters" when you wrote it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. "Cheater" was inspired from me being in a relationship, and you know, my boyfriend went out with his brother, you know, and left me at the apartment, and didn't come back to the next day.
Wow.
So that's what I actually wrote three songs that night, and "Cheater" was one of them. And then also what was in my mind as I was writing it was that movie, "A Thin Line Between Love and Hate."
Right.
So I kind of got some inspiration from that movie also, because I was kind of wanting to make, you know, I was thinking, I was like, okay, well, I'm about to kind of exaggerate this because this is how I'm feeling. I'm feeling all these different emotions and, you know, anger and this, that, and the other. And then this is not the first time that I've been cheated on. So, you know, it was a lot of things going on in my mind, a lot of emotions. So that's where "Cheater" developed from.
Here we go. The song "Cheaters" by Indigo. And after that, I will get to you, Patrick Domino. Here we go.
You came in late sometime after 8 a.m. I can't believe it. Are you cheating on me? Just let me know. Give me the chance to choose if this is the life I choose. Oh, are you cheating on me? Just let me free. This isn't the place for me. This isn't the place for me. A woman with no honor, though you swore before your honor. A pledge, a covenant you never planned to keep. So are you cheating on me? I knew you would do it. I'm really gonna lose it. I'ma really get my girls and my nines, and I'm handling mine. 'Cause this is my heart you playing with. I'm not with this crazy shit. I'm handling mine. So kiss this world goodbye. My eyes, you make me cry. Nigga, you got to die. I swear I'm gonna lose it. So are you cheating on me? I want to go free. This isn't the place for me. This isn't the place I choose to be. I've been here before. So close that motherfucking door. Give back the keys and the cash. This is coming out of your ass. No more clutch, you taking the bus. I'm mad as hell. No more making bail. You came in sometime after 8. That's too late. I caught you with them girls in Hotel 8. You my enemy now. It's a thin line between love and hate. You all wrapped up with them girls in Hotel 8. I learned the first time, so nigga, I'm handling mine. I'm ready to get my girls and my nines, up today, nigga. You got to die. You got to die. So just tell me. You got nothing to lose. I already know about you. Are you cheating on me? Close that motherfucking door. Give back the keys and the cash. It's coming out of your ass. No more clutch, you taking the bus. I'm ready to go to jail with this story to tell. So are you cheating on me? I've got to go. Close that motherfucking door. You cheated on me. Not indigo.
Okay, indigo, you need a hug.
Well, you know the character. Do y'all want to know what the character's name is for that song?
It sounds like he needed a hug.
And a Bible. This is Patrick Domino, Baby Baby.
Representing WATAZP. Yo. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger was sucking up like a plunger. But yet, and still, I would wonder when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro broke kid? Hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decrease. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, president's deceased. But somehow, we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is because I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real. If you want to open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun and all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode. Be
yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. You know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Spread the love. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Spread the love. Yep. All up in the place to be. WATAZP. Yo.
TAZP Live, host TAZ, guest host D Lovely, and our guest in the house, Indigo Poetress, and Patrick Domino. Patrick Domino, as that cut played, I could imagine, girl walking down the street. I ain't looking at porn. And I'm going, baby, baby. I'm saying more than you. You said it two times, baby, baby. I'm going, baby, 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 baby. All the way through. Almost into infant stage with the goo-goos and the ga-ga. I'm chilling you. I like the incorporation of piano. The other instruments, did anybody else accompany you on that?
No, I do all my songs, all my instrumentation, all my arrangements, recording and everything I do by myself.
Prince. There you go. Prince right there.
Okay.
That was beautiful. I really enjoyed that.
I know. I felt the sway in my hips while I was listening. I thought, well, if you're going to say it, I'm going to do it.
But, Doc, did you run and get a pair of heels, Doc? Doc, did you run and get a pair of heels?
I didn't have to. I was wearing them already, baby.
Oh, praise God. Anyway, in the chat room, Flavors in there, and Diana, and she also wrote Indigo Poetress that was really deep, but a lot of it was so real and true. There's nothing wrong with venting sometimes. It actually makes you feel better afterwards. I guess that song was therapeutic for you, in other words.
Yeah, it was.
Getting it all out. And I got a question for both of you. When you go in and write, okay, the first two songs is evident is the way you felt about a certain subject. Does all songs come about that way? And you can start it off Indigo, and then Patrick, you can follow her up.
Well, a lot of songs, are inspirational. You know, it could be events, it could be people in your life, it could be a smell, it could be something you see. I mean, there's so many things that can inspire you to write, you know. But that particular song that you play, Cheater, I mean, I was at the when that happened, I was like, I'm done. You know, that was my done song. You know, even though I really wasn't going to do that, but, you know, I knew I was done to have those type of emotions. That was the venting. I wasn't going to, you know, deal with that. You know, somebody that thinks that they could, you know, leave me at home and they're out all night and not coming back till later on the next day. No. That was not going to be good.
Patrick.
Yeah. Like a lot of times when I'm writing, there's been very, very few times where everything will just hit me all at once. I'll have the title. I'll have every instrument. I'll have it laid out from beginning to end. And all I got to do is go in and lay the tracks and be done with it. And sometimes I'll have a title, and I'll just keep feeling that title until something comes to me. And then there's other times where it's just the opposite, where I'll have the song and no title. And I'll listen to it, with it being an instrumental with no words, I'll just listen to it, and I'll just sit back and close my eyes, and I'll just get the energy from that song, and that's how I come up with the title.
Okay, speaking of titles, since we're going to go into another song, your song, December Butterfly. Now, you did close your eyes, because I know no butterflies don't fly in December around where we at. Okay. I'm just saying, you know, unless you went to Brazil, you know, somewhere where it's warm, man, you know.
That's that left field off the wall title that kind of just represents the uniqueness of the song.
Wow.
I like the way you put that.
Yes, I do.
This is Patrick Domino, December Butterfly. Domino, December Butterfly. That's got a oriental jazz feel to it to me.
I listened to
a lot of oriental jazz in my days, because I'm an old dude. And, and you can hear the crust coming off me as we talk. I'm an old dude. And that has an oriental
that was beautiful.
Kind of feel to it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling that. Did you do it that way, knowing that, Patrick?
Well, that's like, I don't really, like, set out to do a specific style when I write. It'll start off with, one little riff or one little groove or something, and
mm-hmm.
I'll just build it off from there, and from that
mm-hmm.
I can hear. Before I even find the instruments that I want to use, I can hear them, and I just have
mm-hmm.
to search for them and find them to fit, but I already know what
mm-hmm.
I want to do with it and what direction I want to take it in.
You sound like me when making the beat. You know, you sound about the same way, because I'm over here shaking my head. Yeah, that's exactly how I do it, too.
By any chance, were you using any kind of thumb piano or any of that? It just kind of had that sound.
There was a couple of the Indian instruments. It had some Oriental instruments, and it also
mm-hmm.
had, like, some bells. You know, floating around, you know.
Okay.
And it's like when you hear that, it's kind of, if you close your eyes, you can kind of see the butterflies flying around, you know.
Absolutely.
Like a whole flock of them. 913, I'm sorry, 913 area code. If you want to talk, just say what you're going to say. If not, tell me, put me back on hold, please. I'm opening up your line now, 913. Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey,
state your name.
This is Steven. I'm out of Kansas City, Kansas. How you guys doing tonight?
Good evening.
How you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Just wanted to come in and and holler real quick and say you got some pretty talented folks on your show tonight, dude.
Yeah, try to do it, man.
All right, what's up, Patrick?
How you doing tonight, Mr. Jerome Ferguson?
Hey, I'm here, bro. I'm here. Just wanted to come in and support you a little bit, let you know I was here for you, and do your thing, man. Keep playing that music, bro.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chief. I'll put you back on hold now. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I slept that. I seen it. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Let me open that line up. Indigo. Indigo Poetress. The song Indigo. Now,
uh-oh.
This should be a, explain that one. I need to hear this one. So explain that one.
Oh, man. That one right there. That was one of those inspirational songs from relationships, too, but it was kind of more on some casual kind of BS type deal, because it's just so many players out here, and I wanted to show another side of the game, that it's women out here that can be players, too.
Uh-oh.
And my son, Jalen, he calls himself Be Nice on there. He also is featured on there. The rapping part is my son. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that was what I wanted to show. Like, you're not the only one, you know what I'm saying, that can be out here and be playing the field.
Whoa, the game is to be sold, not told.
Well, I had to throw it back at you. You know why? Because there's so many songs out here, to me, that are demeaning to women, especially in rap and hip hop and so forth.
Yeah.
And I wanted women to have their day where they could tell them. I know that sounds so vengeful a little bit, but that's kind of where I was at with that song. But I play with it too. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of gawking and laughing, you know what I'm saying, and gesturing as a person, too. So it's not just one particular person. It's like a crowd of people, you know, the gigolos and the players and everything like that. I wanted to tell them, the other side, it's we like that, too, now. So that's where that inspiration came from.
This is Indigo Poetress. Go on, Patrick.
No, I just want to say I can't wait to hear this one.
Me either. I'm excited.
This is Indigo Poetress with the piece song Indigo.
You know I like it black chocolate. Now where you sat? It be the coldest winter.
I know that's right.
And I'm looking for a winner. There be a refuge for the sinner.
I ain't fucking with you.
I know the spot to get me hot. I do this to perfection. Don't come with no direction. I need the money. If you ain't got no money, you ain't get no honey.
You get no pussy.
Yeah, I'm acting funny. Cheap skate as of late. Call me stuck up. That's what's up.
Don't
expect an explanation.
Won't get none.
I've got zero patience. That means I'm not waiting for you to get it together. At first impression, I've already left them. Go back to your coochie, mister. You know you a hoe.
I tested it
and I tried it, and it ain't shit. Put your grown pants on. Don't care who you sit. Don't care who you with. I'm already getting it in with my little friend.
I know that's right.
I be cleaner than the Board of Health. I'm good at this. I was trained at this.
And you ain't shit.
Now, what's my name? What's my name? What's my name?
Yeah, play cards with your life to the death. Put more holes in your chest in the face of a fiend taking meth. Head held high in my mind, I'm the best. A girl you curious of sex with a lyricist. Well, take a step on my test, don't be delirious. Enter my room, make a soul to hide this nigga since Joe. And sip on Moet, it will be consensual. Baby, I'm dope. Ladies coming soon, of the most emotional sex with the realest dude you ever met. And fly as a jet, just take one step and you'll be on deck with be nice to the moon. Said fuck the world, my mind already bruised. The average you could've fit in my shoes. I be screwing all the ladies, so I guess I'm a two. I'm a two. I'm a two. I'm a two.
Indigo. Indigo. Portrait. Portrait.
Hello, and welcome. Welcome to MYSPACE.com/MLACY. My name is Mark, short for Marcellus. Mr. Lacey, if you like poetry and spoken words, you heard. And life, evolution, and elevation are key as we strive to walk and skip down that path that's righteous. Like thus and forth and such, blase, blase, que sera, sera, I. No, I never should have turned this mic on, exposing you to Marx-isms, colloquialisms like lyrical prisms. Multi-sided are the guided sentences as I mix God in them, imprison them with no repentances. I didn't mean to turn you on, but check out www.marklacey.com. There you'll learn about the critically acclaimed Looking Heart and get your reflux on. Produced and recorded at Touch Zone in the HSV ALA. Hey, big shout to my boy TAZ for recording this spot. So relax, rejoice, celebrate, and welcome to MySpace.
Boy, Mark Lacey. I expect a 1 minute, maybe 1 minute and 20 second little drop telling the people what you do. Put a little beat in there, do something creative. And I expect that from you, Patrick, and you Indigo, so I can play it on the show every now and then. And it'll actually shine light on y'all names as well and direct people to your website or whatever you got going on. So, I mean, you don't have to, it ain't nothing pressing, but just send me one through the email. I'll give y'all my email again, and then that way I'll upload it on the show, and I'll play it as a commercial break like I do a lot of my friends that come through.
Okay, appreciate that.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful.
That's all. Hey, wait a minute. Say my name. Oh, wait a minute. And she also said, I don't give a fuck. And the thing changed on the voice. You see what I'm saying? I was feeling it. Oh, yeah. I was listening. I was feeling it. Diana in the chat room, I'm trying to get her comments. She said, very well said, Indigo Poetress. She is very talented. Her words are very inspirational to many of us women out here. I think at some point in our lives, we all have been there, and some going through it now. Also, she said Patrick is very gifted and talented. God has blessed him in so many ways. And true is said of both of you artists, because that's why I wanted you both on at the same time, to get more, like I said, networking between both of y'all. I'm sure y'all could come up with something that'd be hot as well. And also, I believe that, you know, artists need to know each other, man. There need to be a unity in this black music thing instead of just people actually being jealous of the other person because of their notoriety or whatever. I mean, we all in this together, and, you know, everybody going to spend money different ways. Believe me.
Exactly.
Everybody just ain't going to buy Lil Wayne stuff, and everybody ain't just going to buy, you know what I'm saying? People going to buy whatever they like and whoever they feel. And be yourself, be real, and always stay true to yourself when you're making the song. Make it the best song. Each time you go out and make a new song, make it better than the other 40 you did. You know what I'm saying? Always searching for the best. And that's what when I started writing, I always said, I'm going to write better. This song going to be better than the last one I wrote. And that's the way you got to think. Yeah, that's the way you got to think. And sometimes thinking out the box is the best freshness in music, because I'm tired of people copying off of one another. Whatever the flavor of the week is that week, they got to do the same thing just about. And that makes listening to music boring. I mean, that makes, every time I hear the radio, I'm like, man, I'm sick of that song. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, everything sounds the same.
Keep that in mind when you're creating as well. And that's why I got you both on the show, because, hey, y'all certainly different and entertaining me. I know that, and I'm sure you entertain a DJ over there, too.
I'm in the game. I got to tell you.
I wanted to ask Miss Indigo a question, if I could.
Go ahead.
Oh, sure.
I wanted to ask you, like, your music, it fits so perfect. I was wondering if you had a hand on creating your music, or if you just let somebody else come up with the music concept behind your words.
The music concept I come up with all by myself. I've been writing since I was 9 years old, but the music and the beats and stuff is a producer by the name of Corey Benton out of Wise Guy Records in Detroit area.
But
and
when
he's very talented. He's done my music. So when he hears my words, he comes up with the idea with the music, you know, and then he sees if I like it, you know. It's like we vibe.
Because like I said, it fits perfect. It's almost like you sit down and tell him what you want and he creates it. That's how well
that's,
it fits
that's,
with your words.
It's so amazing how well we've been able to gel. Because we don't have to, like, go over tracks over and over again or anything like that. It takes me less than 30 minutes to even do one, like maybe 20 minutes to do it, get it laid and everything. You know, it's just that's how well we gel together as far as his music and me as a writer. And you know, I think we could probably collaborate and do something, because what you just heard today is not just what I do. I write creatively, so I can write on like all kinds of different levels and different things like that. Some of my music on my album called Cafe Indigo, it has jazzy type sounds to it and everything as well, and different instruments. Sometimes you'll hear some percussion and, you know, guitar and all kinds of different things. So, you know, I mean, that's what I'm looking for. It's like kind of like, you know, that vibe.
It's like the main reason I was asking that was, you know, like I said, I've heard other spoken word artists, and you know, sometimes and like with yours, it's like your music fits, like I said, you know, it has the same power as your words. If your words aren't as powerful, your music's not overshadowing it. And when you have powerful words, your music is just as powerful to keep people there. You know, and that's something that's very good.
Thank you so much.
I want to tip my hat to you and your producer on that.
Yeah, Corey.
Yeah, me
Benton
too.
He's so excellent. He's excellent.
I have a caller, 762. Again, same rules. If you don't want to talk, just say, Taz, please put me back on hold. What is you doing? If you want to talk, say something brief, state your name. Area code 762. I'm clicking you in now. Are you there, 762?
Yes, Taz, please put me back on hold.
Okay, I love you. I'm putting you
back
on hold.
I love you too. Okay, thank you.
See, that's how you do it. Be polite. Because, you know, I know some. Why the hell you got me on? Well, I'm sorry. You called in and I did not know. Donna, do you have anything to say about
I'm trying to just wrap myself around all of this. This is such a wonderful eclectic mix that it's like going from one side of, you know, the sandpaper. It's like smooth on one side and it's rough on the other. And I don't know which one I'm more interested in right now. I'm just excited.
Well, I'm going back to two songs again. The last ones. I'm going to start with Indigo. Poetress Symphony. Explain that piece.
Well, Symphony is more like a love song, but it's like a message. You know what I'm saying? Like a message of love that I wanted to like to get out to a man. You know, like uplifting him and showing him that I could be the woman. That's like a soldier for him with love, and I wanted to be like a symphony. You know how a symphony, when it plays, is so powerful and it's so loud. Well, I wanted to yell that and scream that. That's the kind of what I wanted to portray in the song. That this is what I could be. I could be like a musical symphony of love, and because of the fact that this man is just so good. And he gives me such a inspiration with what he's given that I could be that as well, and even more, you know, with my love. So that's what Symphony is about. It's about kind of comparing a musical symphony to love, and also at the same time that I got his back.
Symphony by Indigo Poetress.
Welcome to Cafe Indigo. This piece is entitled Symphony, written by Stephanie Wong. I'll be sweeter than the mango fruit, deeper than the sequoia root. I'll send my love out to the airwaves. Like a symphony I play. Let me hold you in my melody. Guide you to the promised land with my hand. I promise to give you what I feel. Nothing fake, only real. I won't deceive you like other half a man. I'm standing in the shadow to fight the battle. I'm here, my dear, I'm here. I feel you in the dark. You uplift me in the day. Precious moments pass away. I'm stimulated with your touch, your intelligent mind that connects only with mine. You encourage me and inspire me and urge me to only be free, only be me. Other men have tried to mold me. They want to control me. They don't want to hold me. But you don't do that. That special cat. Like Jason and his lyric, I'm on a trip. You're my vacation, and I'm your relaxation. I'm floating like a breeze. I'm whistling like the leaves. If by chance our love don't last, remember how our love started before we departed. Want to satisfy me, and I want to fulfill all your needs. You got me skinned like a cat, and I can't come back. I'm all in, baby, I'm all in. This time, baby, I'm all in.
I'm all in, baby. I'm all in. Skin like a cat. From the front to the back. I'm all in, baby. I'm in love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, love. Like a symphony. Whoa. Yeah.
That was
hey,
smooth.
Hey, as I noticed, you write with a lot of emotion. Ooh, and I love it. Yeah. Because that's what we need out here. We don't need no dry people talking about, well, I love you. I got two more minutes on this record. I love you. I want to hug you. No emotion. You know what I'm saying? You are with a whole lot of emotion. And it shows. And I feel it. Because I was all in, too.
I was too.
That's good.
Patrick Domino. Patrick,
that was smooth.
Patrick Domino. We got some of the coolest names in here, too. I want y'all to know.
Really do. We are a cool group tonight,
and Patrick Domino. D Lovely.
Yes, love.
I mean, I've been saying all these names. It's real smooth, isn't it? Patrick Domino, the song Sunday Drive, which I kind of know about, but it's Sunday Drive.
Now, that song just kind of speaks for itself. It's just one of them days where you ain't got nothing to do, and you just jump in the hoopty and you just cruise. That's what you got, the top down, and you just riding the sun out. You just feeling good and riding.
Well, when
it's just one of them grooves.
Normally when I jump in the hoopty, it don't move. I just sit there now and pretend I'm driving.
Radio works. I mean, if the player works, you're good to go.
If the player works, I'm good to go. You're right.
Yeah.
If the battery's good, I'm good to go. Sunday Drive, Patrick Domino.
Thank you. myself. My name is Behinus from Queens, all the way from the NYC. I am a female independent artist, in which I am a singer, songwriter, and I produce my own tracks. That's right, y'all. So come check me out at DHYNUSUNLIMITED.net. That is spelled DHYNEZ unlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.
TAZP live on Blog Talk Radio, your host TAZ, guest host D Lovely, guest Patrick Domino, Indigo Poetress. I want you to give your information on where people can reach you, find out about your music. Patrick, go first, and then Indigo, you can follow up.
Okay.
Yeah, my official website is P Domino Music. That's P D O M I N O M U Z I C .com. I'm also on Facebook musician page, Reverb Nation, Mr. Patrick Domino, Twitter, MySpace.
I'm
gonna put my name in. I'm gonna be on. I think I've even got a couple of links now. I just put on a couple of other sites. I'm gonna get them up and rolling. But yeah, I try to spread myself out as much as possible to reach an audience.
Correct. Indigo.
Yes, you can hear my music on ReverbNation.com. Indigo Poetress. I'm the artist. And I'm also got some promoting going on knucklehead.com, knuckleheadentertainment.com. And I have a CD out called Cafe Indigo. So I'm an independent artist, unsigned at this point. So I have, they can contact me directly if they would like to get a CD.
I'm going to tell you, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. A number they could reach me at is 248-275-6275, or they could contact Wise Guy Records. That's the studio that I work out of.
Now, I'm going to tell you a secret, you guys. Stay independent, unless it's just a good deal. And
yeah,
stay independent because all dollars go to you. I wrote that in a song called Independent. And all dollars come to you when you're independent. Now, you might have to share the wealth depending on who did helped you with the project or whatever. But, you know, if you know you did everything, and when somebody give you money for that CD, you keep everything. You feel what I'm saying? You understand? Stay independent. I mean, unless the deal is worth your while. If you're looking for fame, I can tell you, a deal will come, you get some fame. But when it comes time to go buy a Salisbury steak at Kroger's, you might have to ask somebody.
I have to get a co-sign.
Patrick Domino. Can I say something to him?
Yes.
I wanted you to know that last song I heard inspired me to write something for you to that song, just a little something. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Patrick Domino in your yellow El Dorado, top down, wind blowing through my hair. We driving so fast like we just don't care. like we just don't care, taking our Sunday drive in the hottest sunshine. You look on me with so much pride in your ride. Sunday drive, it's our time.
Oh, yeah. I know he true.
I like that. You just came up with that. That's just. I feel more honored
that
right
was
now.
So simple.
And I want
to. My eyes closed, and the top was down, and I was going fast.
Yeah. I thought that.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank both of you.
I like that.
I want to thank both of you for being on the show. Patrick Domino, Indigo Poetress. I want to thank both of you for being on the show. Again, I'm glad
thank
that I put y'all both
me.
On
I really appreciate
at the same
this.
Time. Yes. The honor is all mine because I listened to the music and I heard the taste of what you guys did. And I just had to have you on the show because I was feeling it. I'm glad D. Lovely was feeling it as well.
I was. Absolutely. I'm all in.
Nice meeting you. Be lovely.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Pleasure to meet you too, Indigo. And I just want to say, Ted, I appreciate you having me on. It's an honor to be on. And keep doing what you're doing too, because we enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to continue to do this because I love meeting people like both of you. That's actually out here putting out something to make everybody's head move a different way. And that's the key to it. For real. I'm going to play a song by me, Ron L., and Rolanda 700, who will be in next week on the show on Friday. Rolanda is a spoken word artist that we've done 5 CDs over the email, and plus she's just crazy. Just out of her mind. We're gonna act the fool all next week. She comes down the weekend, so we're gonna act the fool. So on Friday it'll be a special show with me, Ro, Donna, and we'll probably record another one to play at a later date because she is foolish for real. This is a song called How Hot, written by me, and this is Ron L., Rolanda 700, and myself on a How Hot. See y'all next week.
This is about a girl that's real hot. You feel me?
Make love to the sun comes up. You figure 8 with a 6 and plus what? How we gonna keep it real when we know this love thing, we need to take it slow. Everybody thinks we're stuck like glue. Not the TAZ, not me and you. The thing we do is only for pleasure. A Pittsburgh pie with your buried treasure. And you like what I do, you know what I mean. When I pat it, taste it, make you scream. Hear somebody holler out 14 hits. Serves a lot of cream with banana splits. So slick of a groove are we. Now you see how hot this love can be.